The Story of the Little Red Hen and the Fox. One day, the big black fox said to his mother,
"I'm hungry. What is there in the house to eat?"
"Not a bite or a sip," said Mother Fox.
"Well, then, put a big kettle of water on to boil. This morning, I think I shall go and catch that little red hen."
So off he started with a sack over his shoulder, in which he planned to bring back the little red hen. Now, the little red hen had gone out to hunt for some breakfast, and she had left the door of her little house open. So when the big black fox came slinking up with his sack over his shoulder, he sneaked right into the house and hid.
It won't be long before the little red hen comes back. Then what a fine breakfast I shall have, and Mother Fox, too.
Soon the little red hen came back with 7 juicy worms for her breakfast. She stepped inside the house and stopped short. She knew right away that something was wrong. But before she could think what it was, the big black fox jumped out from his hiding place. Quick as a wink, the little red hen dropped her 7 juicy worms and fluttered high up to the mantel above her fireplace.
"Come down!"
cried the big black fox. But the little red hen was too smart for that.
"Not I. I'm safer up here."
"I know a way to fix that,"
said the fox, and he started to run around and around and around and around in circles. Well, that poor little red hen watched him, wondering what he was up to. But the longer she watched, the dizzier she got. Finally, she was so dizzy that she toppled right off the mantel. Then the big black fox stuffed her into his sack and started for home. Well, it was a very long walk, and it was a very hot day, and the little red hen was a very heavy load. So the big black fox had to stop to rest. But once he stopped a moment too long, and he fell sound asleep. The little red hen heard the fox begin to snore.
"This is my chance," she thought.
She reached into her apron pocket where she kept her scissors and needle and thread. Then, snip, 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 she cut a hole in the sack big enough to squeeze through.
"Now for a big stone," she said to herself.
She found one at last, just the right size. This she rolled into the sack, and then she sewed up the sack, and off she went, lickety-split, faster than she'd ever gone before, and she hurried right back home. When she got home, she closed the door behind her, locked it, and double-locked it. And she locked the back door, too. About that time, the big black fox woke up.
"Oh, dear, the water must all be boiled away by now. I'd better hurry home."
When he had taken just a few steps, though, he thought, "My goodness, this sack is heavy. What a plump, juicy little hen she must be." When he got home, his mother was waiting for him.
"You've been gone so long that I've had to keep adding water to keep it all from boiling away."
Sure enough, there was a great cloud of steam coming from the kettle.
"Fine. Now, Mother, you hold the cover off while I dump the little red hen into the pot."
But instead of the little red hen, a big stone dropped kerplunk into the steaming kettle and threw boiling water all over the big black fox and his mother. Well, that was enough for those 2 bad foxes. They never again bothered the little red hen in her house in the woods.